This is What in the Name of God here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Listeners to this segment of the show might get the feeling that we kind of beat up on the Catholic Church, and that's really not our intent. It's just that they've done some really shocking things of late, and they've been involved in the worst child sex abuse scandal in the history of humanity. So they're going to come under some pretty harsh criticism, and pretty much on a regular basis, because they haven't really resolved all of the issues of that, as we'll talk in a minute. But first, let's talk about something going on in the Mormon Church. They have a long and profound anti-gay history. They spent a lot of money in Hawaii, and they spent a lot of money in California, and they spent a lot of money in a lot of other places to fight against gay rights. And they haven't gotten better, as we've reported. They sort of doubled down. And with their more recent edicts about children of gay parents, they really are starting to move into very, very serious cult territory. And this month, there was this shocking claim from Mormon Church elder David A. Bednar. And this is really amazing. He said, when he was on a trip to Chile, that the Mormon Church and Mormons in general do not discriminate against gay and lesbian members. Well, we know that's true, but what's his reasoning? Well, his reasoning is they don't discriminate because there are no homosexual members of the church. And then he compared being gay to having a physical challenge, like being born with a body that is not fully functional. And that brings us to the case of Alex Cooper, who has just published a book called Saving Alex. She's 21 years old now, and when she was living with her parents and underage, she realized that she was gay. And she came out to her parents, and her parents decided that they would get her converted. So they got her into gay conversion therapy, where she was moved into a home of a couple, unlicensed to practice any kind of therapy. She lived there for 8 months, a virtual prisoner. She was tortured and abused. She was forced to wear a backpack full of rocks. What this has to do with therapy is pretty difficult to understand. She was also beaten. Now, I should make clear that this was not an official form of therapy from the church, although they do not, in general, condone reparative therapy. And they do not officially, the Mormon Church does not officially endorse this kind of brutal treatment. But it doesn't matter if you are physically beaten or physically tortured, as was the case here, because all reparative therapy is a form of torture. You're trying to change people in a way that just can't be done. And the psychological results are devastating. In this course, Alex tried to commit suicide, but that's common, even without the beatings and abuse. Saving Alex is a fascinating, disturbing, and brave story, so you might want to check it out further. Okay, let's get back to the Catholic Church. One of their key problems is their absolute refusal to get rid of problem bishops, even when there are massive outcries to get rid of them, and there have been massive outcries for quite a while to get rid of Bishop Robert Cunningham. He's a bishop in the Diocese of Syracuse, New York. He is still a bishop there many months after saying some of the most shocking things that you've probably ever heard coming from a priest. Now, these statements actually date back all the way to 2011, because they're part of a deposition in a child molestation case. But they weren't made public until September of 2015, and that's what's caused the outrage and the demands that this priest be removed. Even to the point of petitioning the Pope when he came into Philadelphia. And in that shocking testimony, what this bishop said when asked if a boy, a young boy who was raped by a priest, has committed a sin, and he said, yes. He explained that in the Catholic Church, the age of reason is 7. So those boys who were raped by priests, 7-year-old boys, were culpable for their actions. He also said, well, I mean, without knowing the circumstances completely, did the boy encourage, go along with it in any way? Then he was asked if he could imagine any circumstances in which a 14 or 15-year-old boy could be held responsible in the eyes of the church when a priest asks him to engage in sex. And Cunningham said, obviously what the priest did was wrong. You're asking me if the young man had any culpability, and I can't judge that. The Pope, through the petition, is aware, and should be aware, if you have one of your priests giving a deposition, you should sort of know what they said. So the Pope knows about this. His superiors certainly know about this, but he is still a full bishop. Here's the truth. Anyone who makes statements like that should be stripped of being in a position of any authority over children, and frankly, probably shouldn't be allowed to be around children. That is the twisted, disturbing thinking that has been a big part of what led to one of the most horrific sex scandals in history. The fact that he is still a bishop in good standing shows that the Catholic Church still doesn't get it. Some of the worst offenders, the archbishops, have gone on to promotions. They take them out of the country that might prosecute them, especially here in the United States, and they've been given cushy jobs in the Vatican. That's not punishment, that's endorsement. And that is why the problem in the church, even though they try to create this illusion that, well, we've dealt with this problem, and we're aware of it, and we've taken care of it, that is not a true statement. Because as long as people with this mindset are in the church, the problem is still a huge part of the church. And until they start getting rid of the bishops and archbishops who facilitated the rape of young children, the Catholic Church still has child sexual abuse problem.